The hot, dry weather is making people nervous about the risk of fire. The governor's office says there will be no statewide ban on fireworks this year, and local governments won't be given authority to issue their own bans. That's because the state law doesn't permit it. But state law never imagined a heat wave in June. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
The U.S. National Weather Service has confirmed what we were all expecting. June's mean temperatures were the highest in Seattle's recorded history. All very fine for the record books, but what about the risk of fire? Turns out local governments, and even the state itself, can't issue a ban on fireworks for this July 4th because of state law. It imposes a delay.
They would have had to adopt ordinances over a year ago in order for those to go into effect.
This is Jamie Smith, who speaks for Governor Jay Inslee. She says the only thing left is for people to give up fireworks, given the tinder-dry conditions.
The governor is urging people to limit or consider foregoing use of fireworks this year because of that risk.
Dan Johnson is Washington's chief deputy fire marshal. He says the hot weather has ignited a discussion about whether local governments need more power to ban fireworks. And he says, up until a few days ago, people thought all they needed was an emergency declaration from the governor. But the governor's lawyers disagree, so Johnson says the matter is now up to legislators.
But that's something that needs to probably be addressed, that if we continue to see these warmer, drier seasons with an increased fire danger, that's something that will need to be looked at.
Seattle and other cities across the region already do have bans on the private use of fireworks. The trouble, says Johnson, is that people will light them anyway. But it's so dry. Everyone's noticed. So maybe this year will be different. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.